This is Powering Michigan's Future. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58. The best contractors, the best electricians, period. Here's Ken Rogulski.
Good evening. On tonight's edition of Powering Michigan's Future, we'll discuss the benefits of property-assessed clean energy or PACE financing. We'll also discuss the Macomb County Chamber's Hall of Fame Awards and spend some time with the Great Lakes Council of Boy Scouts and learn something about the upcoming Building Connections fundraiser that'll occur later this week. Stay tuned for Powering Michigan's Future, only on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's Ken Rogulski.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We kick off tonight's show with Andy Levin, the founder of Levin Energy Partners, Michigan's PACE Financing Administrator. Andy, we talked on the phone. We get to see you face-to-face this time. Nice to meet you.
It's always great to be here in the Fisher Building. I love this place.
Isn't it great just to walk through the lobby and take a look at everything?
It is. Right in the heart of Detroit.
Always in Detroit. Andy, tell us about PACE and what you can do for the average property owner right now.
Yes, well, PACE is financing for commercial property owners, any industrial, commercial, nonprofit, multifamily property, that if they use $60,000 a year of energy or more, we can help them get financing that accomplishes two huge things. It gets rid of the upfront cost of an energy project to reduce their energy spend, and it eliminates the long payback. We can 100% finance a project that saves them energy, electricity, natural gas, whatever, saves them water or adds renewable energy generating capacity to their building. And it solves a huge problem, because up until now, people may want to do that. They may hate wasting money on energy. But if you've got a project that's going to take 5 or 10 years to break even, it's not something businesses can do generally.
And saving money right away is a big investment for a lot of people. It could help them right away.
That's right. They want to save the money, but if you got to pay so much up front, it's impossible.
Kind of defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It does.
So what kind of projects can be financed by PACE?
Well, you can finance all of your building envelope projects, so everything about insulation, roofs, windows, doors, bay doors, all that kind of stuff, the tightness of the building. You can do all your mechanical systems, your boilers, your chillers, control systems,
everything.
And all that. Everything. Everything about lighting and lighting control systems. Everything about plumbing, low flush, low flow, rainwater recapture, anything that saves water or water bills. So, for example, a lot of businesses are facing big stormwater runoff bills. You can remediate that and finance it with PACE.
Now, how can you make your stormwater runoff bills go lower?
Well, the Detroit Water and Sewer Department is actually looking for businesses that have large bills that they are charging them to partner with them. They want to work with us to say, if the DWSD engineer and the engineer for the property owner agree on measures to reduce the stormwater runoff, DWSD will cut their fees way out into the future, and with those reduced fees, we could finance the PACE project up front, so they can save a lot of money, actually, just right there.
So what do they do with the stormwater? Put it in a retaining pond or something?
You can have permeable pavement instead of impermeable pavement, like a parking lot or sidewalk.
Permeable
no
pavement?
No kidding. You should see this stuff. They
Explain
make
this.
It with recycled tires and stones, and then they pave. You could drive a Mack truck over it, no problem. But then the water doesn't run into the sewer. It goes down
right,
into
on
the
one
earth.
Big area, yeah.
Retention ponds. You can do gray water systems where you reuse water to just reduce the overall amount of water you use and therefore the water you produce out into the system. Low flow and low flush, toilets and sinks and showers, all those things. Everything that reduces water use helps reduce the stormwater runoff. And, you know, some businesses are getting bills in Detroit that are tens of thousands, and even for big businesses, over $100,000 a year just in the stormwater.
Just to handle the stormwater?
Yep, No kidding. So, and DWSD is aware of this. You know, they're good public servants. They're not trying to hurt businesses. Yeah. So they are looking to partner with Leaning Green Michigan and businesses to reduce those fees. That's just one example.
So on a percentage basis, just how much can you save an average person on stormwater runoff? I mean, dollars and cents, gallons? And 10%,
20%? You could probably cut 40, 50% of their
50%?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, the stormwater runoff is only the water that's going to run on pavement into a sewer drain. So if you have property that where you can create a retention pond or you can have permeable pavement instead of impermeable, you can save half or even more of your stormwater activity, and therefore they'll cut your fees substantially by tens of thousands of dollars.
And this is a savings that will occur every month, every year, every time that you
That's
use
right.
it.
That's right.
Now, where is PACE available for Michigan right now, Andy?
So far, our Leaning Green Michigan statewide program, which is like a co-op of all the local governments who want to join, they can all join for free, covers 19 counties and 9 cities and townships in Oakland County. So we have over 54% of all Michiganders living in a Leaning Green PACE district already, and more local governments join every quarter.
You know, you go down the grocery store frozen food aisle now, it's dark, and all of a sudden you walk through and all the lights inside the case start popping up. Is this an example of some of the things that you guys do?
It's a great example. It's a great example. And it show, you know, people don't think of a grocery store as being a huge, intense energy user, but when you think of all that lighting to display the products, the food, in a way that makes people want to buy it, and all the energy that goes into not only the freezer or the refrigerator you touch by, you know, picking out your ice cream or your meat, but what they've got in the back by way of cold storage, they use a ton of energy and they can save a lot of money. Grocery stores, warehouses, food distribution places. We moved our office into the Eastern Market, and a lot of businesses right there are interested in trying to save money through PACE financing.
So what do you tell them when you take a look at this and say, you know, you could save big money down the road, but it's going to cost you a little bit up front. So how do you cushion the blow?
Well, honest to God, what we're doing is eliminating that blow. They are going to get 100% of the cost of their project financed, including the transaction costs, and they're going to pay it back out of the energy savings. What PACE does, really the big game-changing nature of it is, it allows you to finance something at a fixed interest rate for 20 years. So all of a sudden, if it takes 12 years to pay back, but you can finance it for 20, you've solved the problem, and you're not going to have any upfront costs, and it's going to be cash flow positive year in and year out.
Can you hang with us through this break?
Absolutely. I'll stick with you.
Stay tuned for more of Powering Michigan's Future, only on News Talk 760 WJR.
This is Powering Michigan's Future on WJR. Here again is Ken Rogulski.
Welcome to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future. We continue our discussion tonight with Andy Levin, the founder, the managing partner of Levin Energy Partners Michigan, PACE Financing Administrator. At the last break, Andy, you were telling us that you spread it over 20 years, and all of a sudden it's a little more palatable to have some of these big energy-saving solutions. Tell us something more about this.
Right. Well, the typical problem is that, let's say you own a factory and you're spending $100,000 a year on electricity and gas and so forth, and you find out that you are wasting 30% of that, that
wow.
You could eliminate that. And that's without even thinking about adding your own renewable energy generating capacity to make it unnecessary to buy some. But just take the amount you're wasting. Well, it might cost $1 million to retrofit your building, to have our great workers who know how to come in there and fix, you know, replace your mechanical equipment, replace your boilers and chillers, put control systems on them so they run super efficiently at all times, and these other measures. And you think, well, I don't have $1 million. So the whole purpose of PACE is to solve that problem. If your project can save 20-30% of your energy spend, you can finance the whole $1 million. So a PACE lender will provide all the financing, and then you will save more in reduced energy use every year than your repayment on the PACE loan.
So basically, your nut up front isn't so big because you spread it over 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
Exactly, exactly. You've really solved that problem. So what people need to do is they need to contact a great company that can do an energy audit. And we can, if they have any trouble with that, we can steer them to those companies. No problem. They can just come to the Lean and Green Michigan website or call us on the phone. And they get an energy audit to find out what they're spending now, what their equipment is now. And then if they use the most efficient equipment, the most up-to-date equipment, what it would cost them. And if that energy audit proves out that they could save the energy and save the money, PACE lenders will happily finance the whole thing for them.
Wow.
And market competitive interest rate, and they'll repay it just out of the energy savings and have cash left over.
And still, you know, have more money in their pocket.
Let me give you an example.
Please.
The last project that we closed was for Heller Machine Tools, a German company that has its U.S. headquarters in Troy.
Pretty big energy consumer, I imagine.
Pretty big energy consumer. And they did about $1 million project. They're financing it over 15 years, and they are going to have $368,000 of positive net cash flow over those 15 years. In other words, the $1 million is being completely financed by a PACE financer. In this case, it's called Petros PACE Finance. That company happily financed the project. The Heller paid nothing out of pocket.
Nothing.
No kidding.
Not even 10% down.
No 10% down. And the project was financed 100%. And they will save each year more than their payments so that by the end of the 15 years, it's $368,000 of positive cash flow. And here's what they did in that case. They replaced their HVAC, or they're replacing their HVAC equipment. And I'm kind of excited about this.
That's heating, ventilating, air conditioning.
Heating, ventilating, air conditioning. And one day in the next 6 or 8 weeks, helicopters are coming to Troy. That's how big their stuff is.
To pull it off
the roof. To take the old stuff off the roof and put the new stuff on the roof. So stay tuned for that. They're doing new compressed air upgrades, replacing part of their roof. They're replacing all their lighting with LEDs. They're doing cooling on their server room so that they don't waste so much energy in their
air conditioning and the cooling of the computers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they're going to save a total of $1.6 million of what they would spend otherwise in energy. And when you take out the cost of the project, they still have, and all the cost of financing it, they still have positive cash flow left over. Now, you know what the biggest problem with this whole thing is?
No.
People, it just seems too good to be true because it's a whole new way of doing something that didn't exist before.
Do you run into that a lot?
That's
when
the
you
main problem.
It?
There's really no other problem. I mean, there are companies that are too small for this. You know, if you don't spend enough in energy, you don't have enough, you know, to save to
right,
make
but
this
the key
worthwhile.
Is if you're a big energy consumer, natural gas, electricity, water, this is something right up your street.
Right up your alley. And any kind of company, too. Guess what our first four projects that we closed, guess what kind of buildings they are? You know one.
Factories?
You know one is a manufacturing. We have one manufacturer. One rural apartment building in Greenville, Michigan.
Oh, up north.
It's between, it's north between Grand Rapids and Lansing.
Right.
Yep. One commercial office building outside Lansing. And then the fourth one is a beer distributor. So, I mean, what kind of property couldn't you do? You know,
right.
It's the whole economy. As long as you're a business building, it can't be a single family house and it can't be a condo.
Because they don't really use that much.
Right. And our PACE statute that our legislature passed just didn't include residential.
Ah.
So as long as the property tax bill on that building is a commercial property tax bill, you or a nonprofit, you can do this.
What type of energy reduction qualifies for a PACE financing plan?
Really, almost anything. You know, we haven't talked much about renewables, but you can do solar, photovoltaic. You can do solar thermal.
Solar and geothermal was involved in this?
Geothermal,
too?
Absolutely. Biofuels you can do with this. You can really do anything in the three broad categories of energy efficiency, water efficiency, and renewable energy. There's just a couple of kinds of renewable energy projects you can't do. No incinerators and no biodigesters.
Mm.
And for folks who might work on farms or in agriculture or in breweries, We think that biodigesters even should be allowed. So we're going to go ask the legislature to put those back in. But for the average person in business or in a nonprofit, running a YMCA, running a big warehouse, running a hotel, running a factory, honestly, anything they could do to fix their building. Let me give you an example. You have an auto dealership.
You have traditional, we have a lot of them around
right,
here.
You have a traditional bay door, right? You go fix your car, and the door goes opening and closing, right? Middle of winter, it's 10 degrees outside. How much energy are they losing?
Right out the door.
These days, there's doors that open and close in 2 seconds. They save a lot of energy. You
wow.
can PACE finance them. So it really runs the gamut. Anything that makes the building envelope more efficient, the doors, the bay doors, the windows are certainly allowed. Film on windows, that, you know, thermal film is allowed.
Does that keep the
insulation?
Sun out? Is that the idea?
Yeah, yeah. On your, I just was at the headquarters of Rockford Construction over in Grand Rapids, and they are a LEED Platinum building, and they have the film on their south-facing windows, the white dots. You could still see out, but it saves a lot of energy. So
wow.
Any of that kind of stuff can be done.
How does the Michigan PACE program differ from those in other counties and other countries?
Well, we are one of the few programs in the country that is really a statewide program where we have one big efficient market. So in some states, there are conflicting or competing PACE programs. Our idea was, let's have one big open market program where people can compete on technology, they can compete on the cost of money, but the basic PACE program can be for the whole state. And so it works for all of your companies and all of your lenders and all of your property owners. A lot of property owners may own property across multiple jurisdictions. And so this is one program that works for them wherever they own the property.
Did you say you had a beer distributor as a client or a brewery as a client?
Well, there are a lot of breweries that are interested, but the Beard Powers Distributing, which is one of the
Right in Metro Detroit.
In Orion Township, they did a $500,000 project of solar and LED lights. And you know what? They had already done the work, but our statute allows you to refinance anything you can finance. So the head of that company said, wait a minute. I just spent this $500,000. I could get my $500,000 back and do my next clean energy project by doing this financing. And that's exactly what he did. Really smart businessman named Gary Thompson over there. So it's a great program for
Before
for
we them. Run out of time, Andy, some of the conditions involved in this?
Well, the property owner needs to be up to date on their water bills and their utility.
Everything's got to be current.
Everything's got to be current in their property taxes. And they need, you know, typically if they spend $60,000 a year or more and they're a commercial, privately owned building of any kind, they qualify for PACE in Michigan.
You can save money.
Yep, save money.
Andy, thanks. Stay tuned for more of Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Brought to you by the National Electrical Contractors Association of Southeastern Michigan and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 58.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Tonight we've been discussing PACE financing, and now we turn our attention to the Macomb County Chamber of Commerce Hall of Fame Awards that'll go on later this month. We say hello to Grace Shore, the CEO of the Macomb County Chamber of Commerce. Grace, good to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's a great day to be at home in Macomb.
It's a beautiful, sunny, almost fall day.
Yeah, well, it'll be here before you know it. You've been inducted into the new Macomb Chamber Hall of Fame. Tell us about the program, who's in it this year, and what's going on, and why it's so important.
Yes. First, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Hall of Fame.
Please.
Actually, this is our 16th year. And we honor individuals who give back to the community, who are celebrating business success, who have made a difference in Macomb County, and just really, really deserve recognition.
So why is giving back so important in the business world?
Because most of these people don't seek that recognition. It's fun just to to give them a little kudos, a little pat on the back, let others celebrate their successes, and just encourage more people to be more giving, I think, in the community.
You know, this is a lot of work to do what you do, putting a program like this together. Tell us what you do, what's so special about it, because, you know, like I said, it is a lot of work.
Yeah. Well, I have a great staff, and really we start working on it probably a year in advance, identifying the people, getting them to commit to participate, because believe it or not, sometimes they don't want the recognition. You know?
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, really, truly. And so, you know, then we we have photos taken, we have video clips, and then, of course, all the logistics of holding an event. But it's something we've been doing. It's something that chambers do. It's something that we like to do, and it's something that we're pretty good at, actually. So, and it's fun. It's really fun.
So when and where is the Hall of Fame event?
It's Thursday, September 22nd at Villa Penna on Hayes Road in Sterling Heights.
Right next to Lakeside there.
It is. Yeah. It starts at 5:30 p.m., and we have a silent auction and a reception. Dinner is about 6:30, and then we have an induction program. Our MC is Paula Tupman.
From Channel 4.
From Channel 4.
We bump into her all the time on the street.
Yeah.
Now,
so would you like to know who we're honoring this year?
Oh, we'd love to. I thought you'd never ask.
So we have David Girdot, who's president of Fifth Third Bank. And as you know, Fifth Third Bank is so giving back to the community, to the entire region. The southeastern Michigan, they just are involved in so many community events. There's Terry Hamilton, who's president of St. John Providence Health System, and he's head of another organization that is very philanthropic. Dr. Richard Klein, who's the founder and director of the Michigan Head and Neck Institute. Pam Lavers, who's a deputy county executive here in Macomb County, the epitome of a public servant, and she heads up Macomb One, which is a cultural and diversity initiative here for Macomb County. And Martin Manna, he's the executive director not only of the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce, but the Chaldean Community Foundation, and they're a wonderful organization. And then the Vitale family, they're Vince and Joe's Gourmet Market.
Oh, great place to go.
Yeah, so we have a group of wonderful individuals, and we're so, so very happy to be able to celebrate them.
You've got quite a list of attendees coming.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available and can be obtained through our website, www.macombcountychamber.com, or by calling our office, 586-493-7600.
493-7600, okay. And we can go onto your website to find out more about this too, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you've got one of the largest chambers of commerce in the state. What makes you guys so successful?
I think we have programming that is relevant, impactful. We're very strong in public policy. We're just a chamber who does things, takes a leadership role. We just are active. We do what we survey our members, find out what they want from us, and then we get it done.
Tell me more about the focus of the chamber. What other events and initiatives do you have in place already?
We do probably another one of our noteworthy events is coming up on September 30th. As you might know, this is Preparedness Month. And so we do an event to help businesses be prepared for some crisis that they may face, whether it's an active shooter or a health issue or cybersecurity. Many small businesses don't take the time to stop and think about these crises that could happen. So we've been doing an event in September for about the past 5 years. We do it with the county's emergency management team, and we're trying to help businesses be more prepared for events that might kind of throw them off their course of doing business.
And someday it could come in handy. You know, if you go up and down Van Dyke these days and you go up and down Mound Road these days, Macomb County has really become a huge corridor to the defense industry, and the defense industry has become a very big part of Macomb County.
Yes. And we have an initiative. We have a committee, Military Affairs, that encompasses the defense, and that is something that we've been doing for 2 years now. In fact, last year we actually took a trip to D.C. and lobbied for the A-10s to remain active at Selfridge.
Yeah, those lovable warthogs.
You know the lingo, don't you?
You know, one time we even parked a boat and watched the Blue Angels fly out of Selfridge last year, and the warthogs came by, and everybody cheered the loudest when they came by because they were the hometown favorites.
Yeah, there is nothing that can take the place of those A-10s right now.
I'll tell you, the
proposed F-35s, they're an entirely different kind of aircraft. So there's nothing that can provide the ground support like the A-10s can.
When a warthog comes after you, you know they mean business. It's election season. How does the chamber get involved with various races in the county?
Mm-hmm. We don't endorse candidates, but we do rate candidates as to their business friendliness. So we just finished a really lengthy process of having candidates fill out a questionnaire, have them come in for an interview. There are people who conduct those interviews. We have a committee that does it, and then we rate them as to their business friendliness. So we try to get the word out to our membership who we think is a candidate that would be helpful to the business community.
Now, if folks want more information on the Chamber Hall of Fame event, where should they go for more information?
Probably to our website is the best place. Again, www.macombcountychamber.com.
How's business these days?
You know, business is still picking up. Every day I see bright lights in the community, a lot of new startups, which is always a good thing. Business is humming along. I still think we have a little way to go, but certainly it's better than it's been.
Well, considering where we've been, anything is better than where we've been.
Yeah.
Can you ever get enough good business?
Of course not. Of course not. You know, I mean, business, it's the survival of the fittest. The best businesses are going to survive. The ones that are marginal or weren't exactly prepared for the trials and tribulations of entrepreneurship, they're not going to survive, but the good ones will.
Gracie, if you could give a quick sales pitch to somebody thinking of relocating to Macomb County, what would you tell them?
I think that Macomb County is a great place to live, work, and do business because there's so many options here. We're a very diverse community. There's any kind of housing you would want. There's great recreational facilities. And, hey, we have Lake St. Clair, so...
What else could you ask for?
What else? What else could there be?
Grace, that telephone number again.
586-493-7600.
Grace Shore, CEO of the Macomb County Chamber of Commerce, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, Ken.
Stay tuned for more of Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR.
It's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. Once again, here's Ken Rogulski.
Welcome back to WJR's Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. We turn our attention now to a tremendous Building Connections fundraiser benefiting the Boy Scouts of America, the Great Lakes Field Service Council, organized and supported by the construction industry. So tonight we welcome Kevin Fouché, the Vice President of Construction and Commercial Contracting, and Aaron Partridge, shareholder at Doran Mayhew. Did I pronounce it right?
You got it.
I always wondered how you pronounce it driving by your building all the time.
Oh, yeah. Dorian.
You get it all.
Hey, as long as you call us, we're happy.
Kevin, Aaron, good to have you. Kevin, let's start with you first. You serve as one of the co-chairs of the Building Connections fundraiser. Tell us about the event. What's the purpose behind it, and why do you do this kind of thing?
Well, the event's being held this Thursday, September 15th, at about 5 o'clock at the Automotive Hall of Fame. It's really to get the construction industry together for a good cause. And we bring all aspects of the construction industry together, the owners, architects, subcontractors, suppliers, and it's really just becomes a kind of a fun night out for a good cause.
So you guys are kind of big too, and then giving back to the community.
Absolutely. Yep. I wanted to get involved to get the construction industry and show what we can do when we get together. To help the Boy Scouts.
Special attraction to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, they have a lot of good programs that that keep kids off the street and for a good cause.
Yeah, make them better human beings too.
Yep.
Yeah, Aaron, tell me why the construction industry feels this is so important, and why do you choose to support scouting out of all the things you could choose to support?
Sure, absolutely. So as you guys had alluded to, it makes better, well-rounded individuals, more productive members to society. I mean, the Boy Scouts is such a phenomenal organization to do that. They teach them a lot of life skills that you just can't get from a classroom setting. Scouting program, it allows youth to set goals of earning merit badges, crossing over from Cub Scout to Boy Scout, a goal to win the Pinewood Derby, which seems to be, well, I mean, what kid doesn't like the Pinewood Derby? It's one of the funnest events that the Boy Scouts have. So these programs provide them all the tools necessary to achieve these goals and to build life skills and confidence, which, again, contributes to productive members of society, which is why the construction industry is very, very interested in this. What industry wouldn't want to hire individuals with these skills? And that's one of the major problems and issues facing the construction industry right now is workforce development. You have an aging workforce that's out there right now. You have schools that have cut programs, cut funding for vocational training. So you have a lot of people leaving the industry, but you don't have people backfilling it with the youth. So scouting has the exploring program. So the exploring program is for individuals, boys and girls, ages 14 to 21, and it allows them to gain exposure to an industry that these schools just aren't giving them exposure to, skilled trades being the one that construction industry is primarily interested in. So before, these kids would attend a vocational school and spend money on something that they may or may not like, it gives them exposure to that and kind of opens their eyes to what's really out there for them. You don't have to attend a 4 or 8 year
right.
school. You can go into these trades and earn a lot of money, a respectable wage that you can raise a family off of.
But just think about a young kid who goes in and sees what you guys do for a living and says, you know, that looks like fun. That really interests me. I'd like to do this. You've really killed two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How much money have you raised so far?
So we've had a phenomenal year this year. We had a very strong committee. Everybody was really dedicated to this year. You see it in our sponsors and a lot of the construction companies that are out there. They're having a good year, so they want to give back. This year, we've raised about $160,000. Our goal was $150,000.
Wow.
So we've achieved our goal.
So we've exceeded it.
But we would always like more. The presenting sponsorship's open for $10,000 in case anyone's interested. We have a couple days to the event. This event's been going on for about 12 years, and we've raised about $1.3 million in total.
$1.3 million.
Yeah. So very impressive. Very proud of the committee this year.
Mm. Kevin, who are the major sponsors for this year's event?
Yeah, I'd like, we have such good participation from all of our sponsors. Our main sponsors for the event this year are Ideal Contracting, Access Inc., C.L. Rykoff, Doran Mayhew, Ruby & Associates, Nika IBEW, IBEW Local 58, Barton Mallow, and Johnny Green Company.
You know, you guys expose young people to a career choice that they may not have really been exposed to before, and all of a sudden, you know, this is something they might want to do for a for their career, for their lifetime.
It's all about exposing the youth to different options for the rest of their life, right? You know.
So when you get in front of the kids, how do you position this? How do you say? How do you tell them what you do? How do you get them interested in this, or how do they get interested in you?
Well, some of it is, you know, with the exploring program, they'll go to some of the trade schools and see what the plumbers might do, or see what the ironworkers might do, and go to their apprenticeship programs. It's just all about showing them what options there are when they get out of high school.
Yeah. Aaron, give us an overview of the program, the services that the Building Connections Council supports for the Boy Scouts.
So the Building Connections event provides funding for the Boy Scouts, and the scouting programs, scouting provides programs for youth ages 6 to 21 through Cub Scouts, well, Tiger Scouts, as my son's a Tiger Scout, Cub Scouts, Boy Scouts, Venturing, and the Exploring program, which we touched on a little bit earlier.
So for your big night, what have you got planned for the evening?
So we have a great event planned. It's at the Automotive Hall of Fame in Dearborn. Doors open at 5:30. We're going to have a silent auction. We're going to silent auction. We have a raffle. We're going to raffle off a big screen TV and a couple other items. Silent auction. We're going to have a lot of great sports memorabilia. We have a cigar experience, and I checked the weather this morning. It's going to be a perfect day to be outdoor on a patio with a stogie and a nice cocktail and enjoying some good company. And then the venue. I mean, we have the Automotive Hall of Fame.
Cars all around you.
Even though it's construction industry, we got a lot of car enthusiasts in the industry. And this is going to be one of the last opportunities for them to see the Automotive Hall of Fame before it makes its trek
downtown. Before they move, yeah.
Absolutely.
And good cigars don't stink.
Well, you know, yeah. I'm not going to complain about that.
I hear you. Yeah. Kevin, how many Scouts does the Great Lakes Council serve currently?
Over 25,000 youth in the Tri-County area.
That many?
Yep.
So why is an event like this so important for these kids?
It raises valuable funds to help continue to provide excellent programs to the Scouts in our area. The funds allow the camps to be kept in great condition. The popcorn sale. We all like the popcorn sale the Boy Scouts do. And the Pinewood Derbies, as Aaron mentioned before, that takes place with the funds that we can raise.
How did you two guys get involved in what you do for a career?
Well, for me, I was going to be a stockbroker when I went to Michigan State, but I got exposed to a construction management program that Michigan State offered.
Really?
I took a couple classes, and it got me.
So what was it that got you? Was it the hands-on thing? Was it the fact that you could build something?
That all your effort, you could see something at the end of the day, and you can drive by it hopefully 100 years from now and know that you had a part in it.
So it really is a pride in authorship, making something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And for you?
So Doran Mayhew is more so a supplier to the construction industry. We're a CPA firm. We have probably the largest construction accounting practice in Michigan. We serve over 350 construction accounting clients. And Construction Association of Michigan, who's one of the partners in this event, is a client of mine. They represent over 2,500 contractors throughout the state of Michigan. So getting to know everybody in the industry has just been a great experience, and they're a lot of fun to hang around with.
If there's one thing you would like the kids to get out of this one event, what would it be?
Sure. The construction industry, as I had mentioned before, is a great industry to pursue because you can earn a respectable wage. You are pretty much going to be guaranteed a job since we have such a depleted workforce that you're going to be able to raise a family off those wages.
This has been Powering Michigan's Future on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Ken Rogulski. Thanks for joining us.